Welcome to Southeastern Ohio's Outdoor Show. I'm Chuck Berry. My co-host is Don Big Daddy Pagan.
Hey, Chuck. How you doing?
Hey, great week.
Good week.
It's been a good week. Couple nice days.
Yeah.
Couple that, fall days.
Yeah, yeah. Motorcycle on Sunday. Nothing on Monday.
You know.
And then today, huh?
Yeah. Wasn't happening. Wasn't happening. Hey, but that's what this time of year is all about. And we know there's some folks out hunting and fishing right now and and enjoying that. And we got to hang out a little bit Saturday night over at the NRA's Gun Runners Harvest.
Yes, over at Deerrassic.
At Deerrassic. And I got to tell you, Don, when you pull in the gate, the thing people should notice right there is that banner out front. There is something going on there all the time.
There is. And they've got things coming up there, how to skin out your deer and how to process it yourself. I think that's coming up this weekend or maybe next.
A lot of stuff for the kids, too.
Oh,
yeah.
I was
going to tell you, if you want to get the kids involved with the outdoors.
That's the place to go.
That's the place to go. Check out their website because I know that everything that was on the banner out front, I mean, it was literally, okay, this is happening on this Saturday, this Sunday, this Wednesday, this Saturday. I mean, big event stuff there. But check out Deerrassic. .com or Deerrassic Park's website, Educational Whitetail Center. Actually got to look at some of the stuff over there that they've worked on. Pretty impressive.
Pretty impressive bucks in there, isn't
yeah,
there?
Yeah, yeah. And it kind of gives you the ideal of, Ohio wasn't always the gem it is now, that's for sure.
Yeah, yeah. And, but they do some good things over there, and we really want to thank Mark Meeker over there for allowing us to have our event there. And they did not charge us for it, which was a good thing. That's part of the, scratching each other's back thing.
Right.
And it's a great facility. The food was good.
Yeah.
The camaraderie was good.
Yeah, you get to hang out with like-minded folks and just laugh a little and enjoy the evening. And again, like you said, some good food. But what people don't realize is probably 75 to 80% of the events there are probably centered around kids.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. So, and that's the future of our whole sport.
Right.
I mean, if you eliminate that segment of it, we're in trouble.
So, again, if you want to do something outdoor-related, and they go just about year-round. I mean, there's not much break in the action other than the big event, and then that's –
And a lot of people think that that's all that they do.
It's not.
I mean, yeah, that's a big two-day event or a day and a half, however you want to look at it. But during the whole summer, they're always doing something, and they have special draws for deer hunts, special draws for turkey hunts for the youth. So, yeah, people need to take advantage of a center that really – educate you on the outdoors.
Yeah, great job over there. Well, again, like I said, it was a great time. 1-7 won a gun, which was kind of cool. And
Didn't.
But Don and I were not among those 1-7.
No.
I don't think anybody at our table hit it.
No.
Okay.
And that's
so. Don't sit at our table if you're coming. I think that's the.
And that's normally when me and Ed go to something up there.
Yeah.
It's usually me and Ed that doesn't win anything, and Ed is Ed Fell.
Everybody else at the table does.
Everybody else at the table wins except for me and Ed.
Goodness gracious. Hey, I also want to remind you, there's a lot of banquets going on right now. In fact, if you're into deer hunting, if you go to the Whitetails Unlimited website, you literally can go to something. Oh, Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday night, the following Saturday, the following Saturday. I mean,
yeah, there's a lot of whitetail banquets coming up. There is a DU banquet in Springfield.
Right.
So
the one thing I would tell you is the Muskingum Valley Whitetails Unlimited banquet is at Grotto Prophet Park. You can contact Kent Papageorge. We'll give you his number here later in the show, so grab a pen and be ready. Also, other special events. Coshocton County Sportsman's Club is scheduling a shoot up there for if you're into archery. So they have events throughout the year. You can look them up online, too. Lots of events, like I said, though. And the best place really to find dates, times, and locations of those is in the Ohio Outdoor News. And just go under there. events calendar, and it'll cover all that.
Or better yet, subscribe to it.
You know, Don, we should talk about that. That magazine, I don't know how they even send it for no more than what they charge.
Yeah, yeah. It's full of things about Ohio hunting, fishing, and outdoors. Yes, there is a very little bit about outside of the state, but basically it's all Ohio outdoor news. And it's a great publication. You get it every 2 weeks. And if you have something you want to get off your chest, you can write letters to the editor in there, and they'll print it. And, of course, they don't want you to use profanity or anything. But
darn it.
Yeah. But you can use the F word, fishing. Chuck.
Fishing. Yeah. Donna, as far as if you want to take any of the classes or clinics here in the state of Ohio, there's very few left, and you might have to travel a little.
Yeah. The closest one we got for hunter's education, which is an instructor-led one, is in Guernsey County, up at Jurassic Park, on November 13th, 14th, and 15th, and it's 6 to 9 p.m. each of those days. If you want to drive to Fairfield County, again, it's instructor-led. In Carroll, it's on 11-4 from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., and 11-11 on 9 a.m. from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. In Holmes County, on November the 2nd, 5:30 p.m. to 9:30 p.m., and you'll probably have to call the state on that one because that's only 4 hours, and I'm thinking that that's a home study, but I looked under home studies, and it's not listed there. So, but if you want a home study course in Fairfield County, they have a whole bunch of them in Baltimore, Ohio, on 1026. It's from 6 to 10 p.m. All these are from 6 to 10 p.m. on 1026, November 8th, November 14th, and November 20th. Those are all home study. Harrison in Freeport on 1028, which is coming up this weekend, I do believe, 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. And that, and then if you're looking for a trapper's education.
Great course.
Well, there's one in Malta on this weekend, 28th and 29th. 8 a.m. to 4 and 8 a.m. to 1, and then in Wayne County, Shreve, Ohio, on the same dates, 10-28, 10-29, and on both days it's 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. So if you're interested in Hunter's Trap, a trapper course, a trapper education course, it's a good time, very educational, but hunter educations are really getting scarce.
Few and far between, so take advantage. And again, you can go to wildohio.com and register, and also look up for events in those areas. A lot of great things going on this time of year. We're going to take a break and let our sponsors have a chance to holler at you. You're listening to Southeastern Ohio's Outdoor Show here on Highway 103.